Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday hits a line drive into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Biedner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wrights hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Halicki bunts towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wallace is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallace bunts between the mound and first base. Halicki scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wallace for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Halicki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a pop-up towards first. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Trillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to third. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Halicki is 0-for-0 in the game. Halicki takes first base on ball 4. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews bunts towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Perez moves to second. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer is walked intentionally. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher bunts towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. Trillo moves to second. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Trillo moves to third. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday is walked intentionally. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trillo scores. Kelleher scores. Monday moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Monday scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is 0-for-3 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers who is chasing the ball. Spear reaches third base with a triple. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spear tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1. Cubs. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomason is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Coleman now pitching. Marty Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perez takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wallace. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Perez moves to third. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perez scores. Matthews moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reitz is 0 for 3 in the game. Reitz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.